All right. Welcome to Movie Dudes, episode 100. We made it, Chris.
We did. Took a little while.
Yeah, it took a while. Yeah, so I guess I'm going to just start off by just kind of giving a little rundown of like what the show is, how it came to be. We have another podcast called Perfectly Sane Show. I would imagine most people that listen to this have heard of or are listeners of that. But there's probably a few that are not. What's that?
I would think so. Although, yeah, you're probably right. Like, maybe some, like, there's probably some crossover for sure, but might be some that just listen to this.
There's a few, like, we do have a listener, Lemonhead. He came from basically my YouTube channel where I talked about movies. So, like, he had no connection to Perfectly Sane, and I don't know if he even plays video games, but, so that's how this kind of came to be. We started a podcast called Perfectly Sane Show in 2010, and we, besides me talking about politics a lot of times, you and I would slip in talk about movies.
Yeah.
To the point where it was almost like a joke that we should start our own movie podcast, which is what we did. I think there was more to it than that. I do remember at the time that, like, right around that time, Ebert's show just got canceled. He hadn't been on it in years. And I remember thinking, like, oh, this is an opportunity for us. Like, we could be the, like, trailblazers in this format, which I don't know how new podcasting was back then.
It had been around a while.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I wasn't sure, because, like, I haven't really been listening into listening to podcasts till like recently, honestly. So long after we started both these podcasts, but I had big ambitions. We'll put it that way. I thought this was going to be like, we're going to carry on the torch and keep movie review shows alive.
Much like a lot of our ambitions.
Yeah.
That probably didn't turn out, but.
But at the end of the day, I still enjoy doing it because it's fun for me. Like, I don't know who listens or what. You don't get a lot of feedback on this show other than Lemonhead.
Yeah. I think I'm probably pretty much in the same boat. I enjoy just sitting down and talking about movies, and same with our other show, just sitting down talking about games for like an hour, 2 hours at a time. Like, it's fun.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and this show has a very odd history compared to our other show, which has been very constant. We started the show, the first episode premiered, I want to say, January 14th of 2011. We reviewed True Grit, Dinner for Schmucks, and The Town.
Okay.
And when we first started the show, it was a bi-weekly podcast.
Yeah.
And somewhere along the way, we just stopped doing it. I don't know how far we got.
Let's see. I actually have all the files right here on my computer, so I could tell you.
Damn, you still have like all the old original like.
Yeah, I have all the original raw recordings.
Do you have that for Perfectly Sane as well?
I have all of our raw recordings. I actually, a Twitter conversation came up, and I was like, "Hey, oh shit, let me see when you know we actually started doing this." And I have all of ours, but I don't have the ones that we did prior to reforming. So
the original incarnation of yeah. Perfectly Sane, yeah. Man, we should, if we ever have a week where we can't, like, all make it, you should put out, like, our very first episode. Something I'd love to hear it.
Let's see. Yeah. It's a little hard to tell here because the data's moved a couple times, but let's see. Movie Dudes. Looks like we restarted sometime last year. Like we kind of stopped probably like 2014 or so. We were probably about a year.
we were off for at least a year, if not 2 years.
Yeah.
And that just it happened naturally. We just I don't think we ever really discussed going on hiatus. I think we were just like we just stopped because honestly, I think this show is in some ways more work than doing Perfectly Sane. Because I'm always playing games, but you have to do put some time aside to watch movies, and especially like when we first started Movie Dudes, we were it was very structured. It was almost very rigid, and that's my fault and maybe my mistake. Where I would be like, "These are the movies we need to watch this week," and then so like you and I would always both watch the same movies and try to come prepared for our reviews.
Yeah,
and maybe that had good results sometimes, but I don't know if that fits the format of podcasting as well. I don't know what the hell I was doing, you know.
We were just kind of winging it. So,
but I did want it to be like this more structured show. That was my ambition to begin with, and it actually did become kind of a lot of work. And sometimes it's still like it's like, oh man, I gotta
figure
out what I'm gonna watch for next week.
I didn't watch anything this week. What the hell am I gonna talk about?
Yeah. And so, yeah, we just kind of fell off on it. And I think it was, like, just Trucker Sean, one of our friends, was just, like, randomly like, dude, what the hell happened to Movie Dudes? And that was, like, really all it took for us to bring the show back.
Yeah.
So thanks to Sean for saying that. But then I realized, oh, yeah, like, I do miss, like, having, like, the show where I could talk to a friend about movies, you know?
And it's one of those things where, I mean, we get this with Perfectly Sane, too, but it's like, you know, we do it for ourselves just to, like, kind of talk to each other, and it just happens that we record it and put it out. But people do listen to it. Sometimes we don't realize that. But, yeah, like, Sean's like, hey, what the hell happened to that thing that I listened to?
And I do feel like at the end of the day, if we're having fun doing it, if we enjoy doing it, that will translate to whatever audience that we get, I think. I hope. So anyways, that's kind of how it's gone. We've been back now since, yeah, like last fall at least. We've been more weekly, but I'm kind of still of the, like, I'm now of the opinion of just kind of winging it. So, like, we haven't done an episode in a couple weeks because we haven't had much, and we also knew that there was this 100th episode coming up, and then we wanted to think of something to do for it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, going forward, if there's, like, a week where we really don't have anything, then we'll be back the next week. It is what it is. But we do appreciate people who do listen. So we've been doing this a long time, since 2011, with, you know, a hiatus in there. But I think it's time for us to find out how well we know each other.
Wow, I'm a little scared about this.
So we're just going to do a little game here for this episode. I guess real quick first, I mean, is there been anything of note in the last few weeks that, like, you know, I don't want to do a full review on this episode, but, like, anything of note in the last few weeks that you've seen that you think is, like, was good or bad?
Yeah, so I've seen quite a bit over, I mean, it's been about a month since we recorded, so.
Yeah.
But I saw Moana. That's pretty good. It's, for me, I'd say it's probably like the third best animated film I saw this year. So not at the top, but it might make my end of year list.
I heard great things.
It's really good. It's just, I don't know. I didn't find it quite up to Zootopia, which having rewatched it, I kind of bumped that above Finding Dory, but we'll be talking about that later.
Yeah. Thank you for coming around on that. Jeez Louise.
I mean, I saw Finding Dory pretty high, but
we're gonna do an episode near the end of the year about the movies that we got wrong. And I will admit, I think there's been some movies this year I overrated. But anyways.
And let's see, the other one that I saw in theaters was Finding Beasts and Where to Find Them. And I mean, there's some people out there that are really into it. They really like that film. I dozed off in the theater, which I hardly ever do. Like, I mean, it has to be really, really bad. And I went with my wife, so it wasn't like I went to a late, late show. Like, there was really zero reason. It's just kind of a dull movie. And I don't know how
Yeah.
they're going to make four more of those. So,
Oh God, I didn't even know about
yeah, there's
that.
it's a five film series, evidently. But yeah, that's about it for me. I'm catching up on Westworld. I'm like three episodes behind.
Oh geez.
Yeah, I
You
just.
need to stay away from the internet.
Yeah, well, I know like crap's been going on, but I kind of avoid all the I avoid all talk on Twitter on Sunday nights, and I don't read any of the articles. So, what have you kind of been up to?
The only things I've seen of note, Hell or High Water, I think that is pretty great.
You told me about that one.
We'll talk about that in a future episode, but yeah, like really cool, like bank robber type movie. It's kind of like a Western, like a modern Western type deal with these guys that are robbing banks. Really cool. I'm trying to think if there was anything else really of note besides that. I mean, I did see the Ghostbusters, the new Ghostbusters.
Okay.
I thought it was terrible.
Really?
I
Okay.
seem to remember you being like, it's fine.
Yeah, I thought
Like
it's okay.
a 3-star, like it's watchable. Like that is a review I would give on a very generous day. Like if I was in a great mood. But like I just about Ghostbusters either. So it was just like I don't know if that hurt or helped the my viewing experience on that, but I did not like it.
Do you love Ghostbusters, like the original and
No, that's what I'm saying is I don't care. Like I don't care about the
yeah.
like I liked it when I was a kid,
Yeah,
but
like
like
it's I
now
think
I'm
the
not.
first one's a decent film. Like I don't have that like weird love for it that some people have. And it's like this is okay. Like it's not great. It's serviceable, I guess.
It was just, I think the thing that amazed me about Ghostbusters, I'm not gonna go on it too long, is like the amount of talent involved to deliver something so kind of average. Yeah, like dude, you have Kristen Wiig, you have Kate McKinnon, you have Melissa McCarthy. I think they're all
And
kind of geniuses.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to spend too much time on Ghostbusters because like it's old now, and you know we're gonna do something else very shortly. So, but what did you think of Kate McKinnon's character? Because I kind of disliked her up until like the after credits like thing she did with Sigourney Weaver.
It was kind of hard for me to get a beat on exactly what she was going for with the character, honestly.
Weird, right? Like,
Yeah, like I kind of appreciate that, but I was like, is she supposed to be gay? Is she supposed to be like just a super weird nerd, like nerd, or like I just couldn't get a feel for what she was doing with it. Like, credit to her for trying to do something. She was trying to do something there, which
yeah,
is like,
I don't know what it was, but
I think that's more than what the other really talented people brought to it. But
well, yeah,
yeah, I
Melissa
don't.
McCarthy was being Melissa McCarthy. And Kristen Wiig was, I mean, she was fine. She was just kind of there.
I don't know. It was kind of remarkable to me that like all these women that I really love, like I think Kate McKinnon, what she did during the election on SNL was incredible. I don't know. I just don't know. It was
I
weird.
think the funny thing is for all the talk about like, you know, the female Ghostbusters or whatever, the best part of that movie was Chris Hemsworth, like as like the
Yeah,
complete
he was all right.
buffoon. It's like it's not a good movie. I didn't think it was great. It's as I said, okay. You seem to be more negative on it, so that's cool.
I mean, it's like what you said, what your review was, is what I would say if I was like being charitable, but like
Got it.
it's not one I'm gonna watch again. Anyways, I don't know. I'm sure there was some other stuff in there that I saw, but we'll be coming back with a regular show next time. This time, folks. Like I said, me and Chris have been doing this for a while. We've been
Yes.
discussing movies. I think we have an idea of each other's tastes. So we're gonna play a little game show.
We hope.
It's gonna be we did not really plan this much, but it's just gonna be, I'm gonna call it Know Your Co-Hosts.
Okay.
And what we're gonna do is just throw out categories, topics like best whatever type movie, and we have to guess each other's answer to it. And if we get it
Okay.
right, then you get a point. Chris, you're my scorekeeper as
All
always.
right, let me pull something up here. All right.
I mean, yeah, so that makes sense, right? It's very simple rules. So we're just gonna be bullshitting.
Yeah.
We're gonna be bullshitting about movies in general here, which we don't do a lot because, like I said, usually we come in, we review specific movies, and so this is just gonna be like seeing how well we know each other, and I guess maybe you as a listener will maybe get a better idea of where we're coming from. So, Chris, you could go ahead first if you have. If you could think, like I said, we did not plan this at all, so
No.
this
Well,
is just gonna be like a conversation. All right.
yeah, I guess we'll start out with one might be easy for us.
Okay.
We're both big horror fans, so what is a favorite horror film?
Okay. All right. I think your answer for me is super easy. I don't know. I'm thinking about yours. Oh, wait, I think I got yours, maybe.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess for you, Friday the 13th, part one.
No.
Damn it!
I'm gonna guess for you Halloween.
Yeah, you gave me
And
some point.
that would be mine as well.
Oh, shit.
I think we both kind of like share a deep love for the Halloween franchise, and I do love Friday the 13th part one.
For some reason it stuck out to me because I know that you love that first movie, which honestly to me I don't really like the first one, but
I love the twist in that movie, and like kind of like the thought that, because like I saw it after kind of knowing who Jason was. I didn't see it when it came out. I think like when that came out, 1980. Like, so obviously I know I would not have seen it then.
yeah.
Would have been like 2 years old. My parents would have been really bad parents. So I saw it like later, like probably like 10, 11, 12 years old. And by then, like Jason had kind of he had become like the pop culture icon along with
So,
Freddy.
were you watching it thinking that he was like the killer through the whole
Yeah,
movie?
it's like
Yeah.
oh, I'm gonna start with the first one or whatever, and like oh shit, and it's like holy fuck, like it's one of those like mind fuck, like you're a kid and it's like wow, that's a fucking nasty twist.
It's a crazy like grandma lady.
Right,
What's going on here?
like there is no supernatural in this movie. It was like all like, and then there is like he comes out of the water at the end and pulls
Oh,
the
that was just a
chicken,
dream. That was just a dream.
but up until the second one.
Yeah.
Yes, but Halloween definitely. I think that that's a film that like anytime it is on, I will stop and watch. And
It's really funny to me because I did not think of you as a big Halloween series fan. Like I know you like the first one, some of them, but I didn't like
yeah, that's like one
you.
that's like I'll go see all of them. I own all of them on except for the Rob Zombie ones. But yeah, like that's maybe it's just something that hasn't come up. I mean, we talk a lot of horror, but we don't really go back and talk over that stuff as much as we should.
I just never, yeah, for some reason, I always assumed that you were more of the Friday the 13th guy. Like, and I've always worn my love for like Halloween on my sleeve. Like, when I was a kid, not just the first one, but all of them, I fucking loved. Like, I was obsessed with that whole series. But it's weird now, though, watching them. Like, I have the whole box set on Blu-ray, and it's like most of them are not very good.
Oh
But
no, no, they're
oh
not.
well. Like, not even like. Like I could go watch like a lot of the Friday the 13th sequels and they're not good, quote unquote, but they're like very fun to watch. And like a lot of the Halloween movies as it goes on, it's kind of lame, but oh well.
Those first two movies are fucking still
They're
excellent.
fucking great.
Yeah, I know you love the third one, so.
Oh yeah. And when I was a kid, I really loved part four as well, but I don't know.
All right.
All right. So you got a point.
Okay.
Put it on the board. All right. All right. Well, this is one that's been kicking around my head the last couple of days, and I don't know. I'm gonna have trouble with you on this one. Best Coen Brothers film.
Whew.
I'm trying to think what I would choose for you. You probably are sitting there thinking, what is my choice?
That's really that is one.
I have mine in mind because I've been thinking about them for like I watched No Country the other day, and I'm like, what is the best Coen? So mine's ready if you want to venture a guess at mine, but and then all I'll wait for you to think of yours.
I'm going to say Fargo for you.
God damn it. Put another point on the board. I think it's their best movie by far, but like they have a lot of great movies. Did you think of yours?
Yeah. Yes.
This is tough, man. I really don't know. I don't know how much we've discussed the Coens on here. Is it something weird? Is it like not one of the obvious ones?
No.
Just give me that. Give me that.
No, it is. Let's just say my experience with the Coen brothers is not very robust. So,
okay.
You know, there's probably four or five big ones that you could pick from.
I was almost going to be like, is it Oh Brother, Where Art Thou or something crazy like that? Okay, all right. What does Chris think is the best Coen? Fuck, Fargo?
No. Actually, you mentioned it when you brought this one up.
No Country?
Thinking, yeah, I think like for me, I don't, as I said, I don't have a huge robust kind of filmography with them.
You've probably seen more than you think.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I didn't realize like some of these were them. Like I don't like The Lady Killers. I think it's a bad movie. I really like. I didn't realize True Grit was them either. Like I kind of think quirky. A Burn After Reading, I think, was really good.
Yeah,
that movie. But
I still love Raising Arizona, their first one.
Yeah, and I've seen that too. The what I'm looking at looks like a Blood Simple in 19.
Oh yeah,
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's good. You should check it out.
But and the Big Lebowski. I am not a fan of that movie. Like
really?
Yeah.
I almost guessed Big Lebowski is like, all right, is he a Big Lebowski man? I'm a huge Lebowski man, but like to me,
I wonder if I watched it again, like if I probably appreciate it more. I watched it with a friend. Worse. Like it was really weird. Like I just found it really weird, and maybe I wasn't in the right mood for it at the time I saw it. And
have you only seen it once?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, dude. That movie rewards repeat viewings. It's all about learning the lines. Like it's just filled with quotable lines.
Maybe I should watch that again.
You should, but I'm surprised you didn't like it. I mean, I remember I liked it the first time, but it definitely like grew. There's a few movies like that, like Lebowski, Swingers, where it's like the first time I see it, I'm like, yeah, it was pretty good. And then like as it grows, as it goes on, it grows in my mind. But all right, your turn, Chris. I have 0 points. You have 2 points so far. God damn you.
I think that's we're probably reaching a point where I'm gonna fart out here. But let's do something a little bit harder.
Okay.
Let's see. So we watched a movie called Bloodfather recently.
Yeah. I did see that in our hiatus. It's good.
Yeah. And starred Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
So let's see. I want to see what the best Mel Gibson movie we think is.
All right. Now, is this acting or directing?
Let's go with acting. The best movie that he's portrayed a character in.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I had to guess you. I'm trying to think what mine is. That's the hard thing about it.
Right, yeah. It is rough. It's like, one, he has such a big catalog of movies that.
He's a good actor, too. I'm sorry. I know people hate him. I really enjoyed Bloodfather. I watched it, like, last week. I thought it was fucking awesome. All right. I think I have mine. I had to guess you. I don't know. Lethal Weapon.
I'll give you that one. I would probably say Lethal Weapon 2. I think it's a better one, but yeah, I'll
give you the point.
I like Lethal Weapon 2 a lot.
I don't know how you could like two more than one, but okay.
I
All
don't
right,
know.
so I got you give me the point there. I was in the right franchise.
Yeah, yeah, you were there.
Okay.
Yeah, now to pick the one for you here. let's see. That could be a ton of them, but let's try and keep it somewhere. Based on what I know about you, I'm going to go, this is probably utterly wrong, but I'm going to go with signs.
Nope.
All right, what do
yes,
you got?
So I'm catching up. It's my favorite Lethal Weapon.
Okay.
I think that the performance he gives, specifically in Lethal Weapon 1, is like...
It's really good.
It's like edgy. Like it's like he seems like a real, like, suicidal, like, alcoholic, like, crazy man.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think that is some of him in that.
And,
great. It's a great, like, cop character for that movie, for what that movie was trying to do. Like... I think if you would have asked me this when I was like 16, I would have said Braveheart. But Braveheart's not a movie I'll rewatch. I'll rewatch Lethal Weapon. You throw that shit on HBO right now, I'll fucking watch that shit.
Yeah, Lethal Weapon, like it's kind of a movie you can just sit down and watch over and over again.
And just some of the opening stuff in the beginning when he's like living in that trailer on the beach or whatever the hell he's doing, and he's all like sticking the gun in his mouth and stuff. Like it's pretty awesome acting for what is ultimately like a pretty standard like cop movie, you know.
Yep.
So yeah, we both landed the same there. I'm surprised.
It's a little more close than we might think.
Like, but I don't know how you go two, because like, dude, one is like he handcuffs the guy and jumps off the fucking building with him, like shit like that. Like that's awesome. Like I think they got away from that suicidal edge.
Well, it was more of a. I mean, he's still crazy in that movie, in two.
Yeah, but they got away from like the darker aspect of it, I think.
Yeah, definitely. It's more they play more off of the comedic tandem of those two, which I think they do horribly in three, and then they play it off pretty well in four. I think three is the worst of that series, but all right.
I don't think I ever saw four. Anyway,
no, I like four.
In like pieces. I remember there's a part where he shows Rene Russo like scars and stuff, and they have sex. But I think that's all I remember of the movie. Anyways,
really? No, I don't know. In four or in three?
In four.
And four, she's pregnant. Maybe he does, but
wait,
she's
was
like,
she in three?
Yeah, she's in three. That's the first one she's
okay.
in.
Okay, I need to refresh myself. I need to go buy the like the Lethal Weapon like box set. There's got to be one.
Yeah, there's like one that has all four of them in it. It's like really easy to get.
But yeah, I'm not really super familiar with three or four, but I did see three for sure, and I've seen parts of four. All right. We have long talked about doing a special episode about this guy. Best Tom Cruise, Chris.
Ooh.
And I'm going to throw this out right here. I will accept either or any of three different answers. So you have a higher probability of getting mine. Like okay. I have a three-way tie for my favorite. This guy, because, dude, Tom Cruise, his output has been, like, pretty rock solid for
phenomenal
30 years.
Like, I mean, yeah, like, I think I've said it on this show that I view him as an American treasure.
I think he's great. And, I mean, I don't agree with the whole Scientology thing. I think it's super weird and fucked up. But, like, I'm judging people like Gibson and Cruise on their work on the screen. That's, you know, I don't know them as human beings. So,
all right. I'm going to go with Rain Man here.
Really? You're not getting a point there, Chris. You're not getting a point.
Okay.
Sorry, buddy.
All right. So where
are you? Do you have an idea of your favorite?
I do. Give me one second here, though. I know I'm not gonna hear. Would you say Magnolia?
That is one of the three that I would have accepted.
Yeah. I'd like to hear what the other two were, but
I guess I'll tell you after you give after I find out yours what my other two were.
all
Got yours in mind?
right.
All right, I'm gonna go a little crazy here. I don't know. Just because I think you have an affinity for the 80s. Top Gun?
No. But it would be in
Why?
the 80s. About 3 years earlier.
What? Oh, Risky Business.
Yeah, that
Ah, I didn't even think of it.
I mean, there's so many to choose from with him. Like there's just there really is, but I think like that was kind of like my first real introduction to Tom Cruise and stuck with him all the way through since then. I mean, everything from like A Few Good Men, Days of Thunder, like Born on the 4th of July,
Yeah.
Rain Man, Cocktail, Top Gun, even like they're all great
Fucking Color
films.
Money.
Yeah, Color Money. I love the Mission Impossible series. He's really good in The Last Samurai. Collateral is another one. Like that's a weird turn for him. Tropic Thunder. He's great as that movie producer. So many good movies. All right. So what were the other two that you kind of
All right,
had
so
there?
you mentioned Magnolia, that was one of them, and the other two were Born on the 4th of July, which I think he just gives a very like impressive, surprising performance. I think that's what people were. I think that's what people were like. And my other one is Collateral. People don't remember that. That like that movie was fucking badass.
Yeah, and he plays a phenomenal. Like, I mean, that was kind of like his first turn as a villain, really.
Yeah.
But he's great in it.
And that's one that I have not rewatched since it came out in like I want to say probably 04 or whatever. It was around there. It's like mid 2000s. I have not seen it since, and I would love to see it again, but I never see it on TV. All right, Chris,
Yeah,
you're up, man.
I haven't seen that one in a while.
Yeah, I've like I said, not since it came out.
All right, so we'll move from one national treasure to another. Possibly the one of maybe not the greatest, but one of the definitely one of the greatest directors ever, but also probably one of the biggest box office directors. He's made some of the biggest movies ever have come out of Steven Spielberg. So
Okay.
I want to know, I'm going to guess what your favorite Steven Spielberg movie is.
All right. I will tell you this. I'm going to say it's between two, so I will accept one of two answers.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think for you. I think I know yours.
All right. We'll go from there. All right. I am. Whew. It's another one. I
It's tough, right?
look at the list and it's like, Jesus
So,
Christ, there's a lot of movies here.
there's so many great Steven Spielberg movies.
Let's see. All right. I am going to go. I'm going to say Saving Private Ryan for you.
No,
Okay.
at some point it would have been, but no.
All right.
My answer would have been ET or Minority Report. I think that movie's
Really,
underrated.
I don't think I ever would have guessed Minority Report. I was like sitting there, I'm like Jaws, ET. You know what? Let's
Right.
go with the more dramatic for you. All right.
I think that ET is just one of the best kids' movies ever made. Like it's
Yeah.
fucking phenomenal. I think Minority Report is like severely overlooked sci-fi movie that he did. But for you, I think it's the original baby. I think it's Jaws.
No.
Damn it!
I thought you would have gone. I thought you would have said Indiana Jones here, and you would have been right if you said Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Ah, Didn't even
But
think of that.
Jaws is a great movie. I'd probably rank it like maybe like third for me, because I think E.T. is like right up there with
Yeah.
Raiders for me. And I mean Jurassic Park, Jesus Christ! Like looking at this filmography
Fun fact, I don't
yeah.
give a fuck about Jurassic Park. I
Really?
never really liked it. No.
Yeah,
Weird.
I love dinosaurs though, so.
Yeah, it's like I think that's everybody's thing with it. It's like the first movie that did dinosaurs right, but I
Yeah.
don't know. All right.
All right, we got a couple
I had
more
it. Oh, okay. All right. One director to another. I think this is probably one of the best directors that is kind of our generation.
here.
Best Quentin Tarantino.
Okay.
It's a tough one, I think. I mean, he's put out eight movies and oh boy, this is gonna be tough for you to guess mine. Unless you pay very close attention to what I say a lot. All right, I guess
All
I'm gonna
right.
have to eliminate. I'm gonna have to restructure mine. All right, let me put it this way. My original answer would have been True Romance, but he did not direct that, and I think that's cheating to make you have to guess that. So I'm gonna have to rethink mine here now.
Okay.
Like, because True Romance was one that he wrote when he was still
Yes.
trying to get into Hollywood, and it's got directed by fuck, what's his name?
Wasn't it a Scott?
Yeah, it
Tony
was the guy
Scott?
who, he
So
like killed himself,
Ridley
right?
Scott's, yeah, he did
Yeah.
committed suicide, but yeah, it's a Ridley Scott's brother, Tony Scott, directed that.
Yeah, but Tarantino wrote the script, and it was like you could see Tarantino's whole career in that script. Like it was just like distilled into this one little movie. All right, but it's not fair, so I don't have to think of what. All right, I think I got mine.
Okay.
I think.
You want me to guess yours?
Sure.
I'm gonna say Jackie Brown.
Nah,
Ooh,
nah, nah, nah. I
okay.
know some people that is. A lot of people that is their favorite. My favorite is Django. I still
Okay.
think that movie's great.
It is. I mean, it's only 4 years old. Yeah, that film is really, really good.
Christoph Waltz is so fun to watch in that. So is the lead. What's his name? Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Fucking great. Oh, you know what? I was gonna say Pulp Fiction, but I'm gonna go Kill Bill Volume 1.
There you go.
Yeah,
Yeah,
give me a point.
there we go. Yes, that is we've talked about this probably on the show before. I love Kill Bill Volume 1. I think Kill Bill Volume 2 such a drag.
Yeah.
There's like a 40-minute conversation to end that film.
And you
Oh,
know what? Well, I love that's my favorite part of that movie is of the
it's
sequel.
crazy. It's like it's just, I love his dialogue, but it's like after coming off of Kill Bill Volume 1, which is like bang, 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 it's like Volume 2 just kind of drags a bit.
And you know what? I'm gonna change my answer. I'm gonna go with you. My favorite is Kill Bill Volume 1. That
Okay.
movie is
It's great.
fucking incredible.
Yeah,
I
it's a
know
great murder.
Pulp Fiction is another one where it's like, I actually rewatched that recently and I'm like, man, this movie's great. It's pretty much great. So it's kind of like,
Yeah, like I love Reservoir
spin the wheel.
Dogs. Like
Yeah.
that's a great movie. The only one that I can't get behind is Death Proof. Like that's just one that I am mind-numbingly bored watching.
I could give Death Proof a pass over Inglourious Basterds. I do not like Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, that is another one too. Yeah, that's a
Yeah.
weird movie. Talk about fucking cream. Yeah,
Yeah, I
those
don't know. I just
two are
never
a little
liked
bit
it.
weak. All right. Let's see here. So we went with Quentin Tarantino. All right, let's just go for the big one here.
Okay.
What is favorite movie all time? I mean, this is one that I mean for us, like probably it shifts every once in a while. I think I have a pretty good idea for you though.
Yeah, probably. I have a default answer, and I will stick with it for the sake of this game that we're playing.
I mean,
But
it
I'm not.
obviously like this moves around. It's a
Yeah.
shifting goal, but I think over the conversations we've had over 100 episodes and all the time we've talked outside of the show, I think Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind
Yeah, you
rules.
got me. That's my go-to answer. Although I guess like what I'm getting at some point it feels weird to me to say best of all time. I would almost rather be like best
Favorite.
in a genre. No, I'd rather be like,
Or okay, best
you know,
drama.
yeah, best this, best that, because it's like it's weird because like I don't know. There's like thrillers that I think are amazing, and you know,
Yeah, no,
like
I get
Eternal
that.
Sunshine does not fit in that category. But your best all time. See, I think I've maybe been more vocal about that Eternal Sunshine because I don't know about you. Like, I don't. Trying to think. Oh, I think I got it. Wait, I mean, who knows? But, is it a series? Is there a series of these films or no?
Yes.
Okay. It's one of the Star Wars. It's gotta be.
It is, yes.
Yeah.
And much like you, I mean, obviously, like this has kind of always been there, but depending upon which day of the week it is, like I could say it's either Return of the Jedi or the original Star Wars or Empire.
Wow.
Like
Okay.
it could be any of those. I generally stick with Jedi over that, but yeah, Star Wars is like for me, that's like my go-to for most things.
Yeah, I call it. So good job. We at least have an idea of what our favorites,
Yeah,
favorite of all time is. But
yeah.
that's weird.
We at
Like
least paid enough
I've had,
attention that way.
yeah, I have had Eternal Sunshine as my number one for so long, and like honestly, every time I watch the movie, I am blown away by it still. But it's just like it's a weird thing to say. Like this is this immovable favorite of all time to me. Like I just.
Yeah, that's a maybe a little bit unfair category to throw it in because
But it is like you have you seen that movie? I hope you have.
believe so.
Shit. You need to rewatch that if your answer is I believe so.
Yeah, off the top of my head, like I remember it has Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet.
Yes, who I love.
That's and it has something to do with like their memories getting wiped or something like that. Like,
Yeah.
so I'm like I'm at a loss for exactly what the overall one it was though.
All right, so
Want to do one more here?
sure, I could come up with another. All right. Best M. Night Shyamalan.
Ooh. All right. Whew.
You have a wide range of quality to choose from there, at
Yeah.
the very least.
Yes.
It goes from amazing to shit.
Okay. I think I
All
have
right.
mine here.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say Unbreakable for you.
Absolutely. I think that is like the best comic book movie ever, even though it's not based on a comic book. Like you, I don't think yours is Unbreakable. Maybe it is. I don't know. I would have to say it's between like Signs or Sixth Sense. And I would have to say, shit. Shit. All right, I'm just gonna wing it and say Sixth Sense, although I have zero confidence in that answer.
You were right when you said it's between Signs and
Yeah.
The Sixth Sense
No.
because it's
Ah.
Unbreakable. It's the film that came in between them two. Yeah, I'm right on board with you. I think like I mean it's not based on a comic book movie, but it is a
It's the
great
best
comic book
origin
movie.
story. It's
Yeah,
so
it's
great.
phenomenal. It's like the origin story not of the hero but of the villain. Like
Love the hero as well, but it treats that material, like comic book material, as a drama and
Yes.
not as a fun, like, let's have fun and like blow shit up.
Right.
It's more
Like,
like what does it mean to these characters to realize what you are, like to realize you're a hero, to realize you're a villain. Like, no comic book movie I've seen has dealt with that material in a serious way like that.
And like Samuel Jackson as was it Mr. Glass, right? Like,
yes,
he has a different name, but Mr. Glass is his villain name. Like, it's just so great, like, and how he molds Bruce Willis into becoming the hero. Mm-hmm. And because he realizes, like, hey, I'm this villain, I need somebody to stop me. So I'm going to mold this guy into that. Like, there has to be a reverse to me. So it's such a good movie.
And yeah, like, just little things, like the way the son responds to figuring out that his dad is special. Like, just, I don't know, dude. Like, that movie, like, it took all the things that you would get out of an origin story, and it was like, let's take this seriously. Like, let's pretend that these are real people. And I don't know. Like, I feel like more comic book movies should take note of what he did there. Like, it's kind of impressive because, yeah, like, especially considering, like, how, like, some of the shit he's put out.
Oh, my God, yes. From Signs all the way through to The Visit. So, like, 13 years worth of garbage. Like,
yeah,
that he released. I'm glad that The Visit was actually a pretty decent film, and Split looks like it'll be pretty good, too, so... I'm glad that he's returned, kind of.
Hopefully. Yeah, well, yeah. Split looks great, so yeah, hopefully, like, because The Visit, I thought was, honestly, it was great. It was a fun movie, so.
It was, like, the best one of those found footage films in a long time.
Yeah, yeah. The grandmother crawling around under the house and shit. That's great.
Crazy twist that whole thing was.
Yeah, yeah.
It was good. Like, yeah, that's like, what he was the master of. He's the master of that twist. Like,
I think he does better, too, when he, like, it feels like in that movie, at the very least, it felt like he was just trying to have fun and not trying to make a super huge point or whatever. And, like, I hope he just does more of that. Like, Split looks like another one like that. Like, let's just have, like, let's tell a fun, like, scary story, you know. Like, that's not, like, The Lady in the Water was, like, him, like, trying to break down narrative and, like, what stories mean to us, and it was, like, it was shit. It was utter shit, so.
He had that movie with the fucking chicken werewolves and the fucking killer trees. Oh, my God. I don't know what, he went crazy for a little bit.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. I don't know how the score came out. I'm guessing you probably beat me because you got that 2-point lead right off the bat.
Yeah, I think it ended up being 3-4. So we're pretty close. We missed a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, now hopefully listeners have a better understanding of some of our favorites. And yeah.
It was fun to do anyway. I had fun trying to guess.
Yeah, we you know what? We should do that. We should do that for the Perfectly Sane show with games at some point.
Yeah, just trying to guess each other's, like, favorites on things. Yeah.
Might be a little
especially,
bit
off. Especially for that show, though, we should have a pretty good idea considering we do that show weekly.
Yeah.
And we always have forever. So that
was, yeah, it feels like all right, we'll be back next week. Jeff, you have anything on tap? I mean, we have a lot of stuff to talk about.
I have. All right, I will talk more about Hell or High Water and Bad Moms. I also have as well.
I want to see that.
There is a ton of movies. Let me just throw this out there as a final rant. There are a ton of movies in the theater that I would love to see.
Uh-huh.
The theater in my hometown.
Oh, sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, last I checked, they were playing Doctor Strange, Trolls, and
Moana.
Moana. Last I checked, and this is during a period when there were movies like Arrival, like, yeah, Bad Santa 2. Those movies. You know, Bad Santa 2 is not getting great reviews, but, like, that's a big release. Like,
yeah,
I don't know what the hell's going on. Arrival is a semi-big release, and there are a ton of other, like, smaller movies that I would love to see too. Like,
Shit. I think Billy Lynn's long halftime lock looks okay, even though it got bad reviews. Fuck, like Moonlight. Manchester by the Sea is getting all this buzz. And fuck, I don't expect to get Moonlight or Manchester by the Sea at my one theater in my town in the middle of fucking nowhere. But I do expect to get Bad Sound too. So that's my complaint.
And I would expect like Arrival and like other stuff like
that. Yeah, like Arrival's like, it's not super huge, but it's not like an indie movie that's getting shat out there. Like, I don't understand what the fuck is going on, but this goes back to like a point that I've been trying to make for a while, which is like, at least with movies like Moonlight or whatever, put that shit on demand right away so I can fucking rent it from my house. Cause yes. Like, dude, you're whatever couple hundred theaters that you're playing in across the country, like, you could be doing better business than that. You could charge me $10 and I would watch. Like, I would pay, because that's what I'm going to pay at the theater anyway. So, what the fuck are you doing? And that's my age-old rant of, I need all the movies available to me.
I'm fully with you. Even though, I mean, both of us love going to the movies, but give us the shit. Like,
yeah, well, I mean, if you put it in the theater, I'll go see it. But if you're not going to put it in the theater by me, give me the option to watch it somehow, because fuck.
Well, and even that, like, I mean, I love to go to the movies, but sometimes you just can't. Like, you have time to watch something at home, but you don't have time to get out. And, like, because going to the theater takes time, so... Like, you have to, you know, bookend it at least with a little bit of time. So it takes longer than actually sitting down to watch a movie. Like,
yeah,
I would love to exactly, go see a movie every week, but I can't always do it. So give me like something like some of those other ones that aren't out there all the way and aren't making big box office. Like, give me a chance to see them.
Yeah, because I'm telling you right now, I will pay to see these little movies because they're the ones I often think are better. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to go see Rogue One, and I'm excited for it, but, like, I get just as excited about a small little indie film that gets good buzz, and, like, if I could have went to go see Hell or High Water in theaters at my place, I would have. But obviously that's not going to happen, so give me the option to watch it on my TV, for fuck's sake. Yeah.
All right, so Jeff may and see something. We're not going to see what he's going to see.
I'll tell you this, man. There is a theater 22 miles away from me that does get most of these movies. If they get, if I get a chance, I will go see one of them. Like, especially if they get Manchester by the Sea, I think that looks pretty awesome. But we'll see.
I'm gonna try and see Arrival, but I've been saying that for a couple weeks now. So
yeah, it might be getting harder to find now.
Yeah, yeah. And I do want to see Doctor Strange, but that might be one I just wait on. Like, I'm a little burnt out on comic book movies.
Yeah, a little bit. And because of these problems that I just stated, that's not a reason why I'm going to say I'm going to delay our movie of the year podcast till early January. I want to try to get in as much as we can.
Yeah, I think we might even push it a little bit past then, because I want to see Passengers. I want to see like there's a bunch of movies that are coming out in December that I know I'm not going to get to see right away, so.
And there's just really little ones that, like, I know would maybe make my top 10. So, yeah, we're going to hold off on that. But we will do, like, a year in review, too, like I said before, like, movies we maybe got wrong and this and that. We'll have some stuff going into the end of the year as well as, obviously, Rogue One. So,
yeah. And actually, I might have a review of Rogue One that day. So I might be able to talk about it the day before it comes out on our show, because we'll be recording that night. So
nice.
And I'm going to see it at 7:00. So, all right. We'll be back next week then.
Yeah. We'll have something for you.
Yeah.
Movie dudes. Do, 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 do.